BBC Sussex with Sarah Gorrell.
Our top story this afternoon. Surrey police are still trying to piece together details of an abduction in Hawley on Wednesday night. A girl in her late teens was forced into a van in the Oakside area just off the A23 on Wednesday night. Officers have taken forensic samples from the victim, and today she's been interviewed again about what happened to her. Aurelia Allen reports from Hawley.
I'm standing here on the corner of Langshot Lane and Tanyard Way, where behind me neighbourhood police officers are right now doing door-to-door inquiries about the abduction on Wednesday night, which was around 9:30 where I stand now. The victim, a girl in her late teens, was walking along here, Langshot Lane, and was forced into a van by three men, a van which she believes was possibly a silver Ford Transit van. Now, we could be dealing with something a lot worse. The men drove around a mile up the road to the A23 near the Salfords industrial estate, and the girl managed to push open the van doors and escape. Her ordeal is thought to have lasted around 20 minutes. She was abducted here around 9:30, and around 10 to 10, Surrey police were alerted to what had happened. Here in Tanyard Way, in a small residential road lined with semi-detached houses, I've been asking people about what happened.
I got up in the night because I heard a noise, and I just looked out the window and saw the police cars, and they were there till about 9, 10 o'clock. In the morning, and they'd turned off all the road. They'd, put the tape round, all round here and down the road.
And the policemen have been round door to door. I did get woken up at 4 o'clock by the police putting all the tapes round. And
Is it something that worries sort of young women, do you think, living around here?
Oh, I think so, definitely, yeah. It's a strange thing to happen.
Well, as I say, two uniformed neighbourhood police officers have just passed me doing house-to-house inquiries, but it's also an effort to step up high-visibility patrols in this area to reassure people who live here. I'm now at Reigate Police Station with Detective Inspector David Cooper. What do we know about the victim? I understand you've been speaking, you or your colleagues have been speaking to the victim today. What do we know about her?
She's a woman in her late teens. She lives in the Hawley area. We don't know a great deal more than that at this stage.
Do you know where she was going?
She was going home. She'd been with a friend for the evening and she was on her way home.
OK, when you say it's an alleged incident, is there any doubt in your mind about what actually happened?
There's no doubt in my mind around this incident as it's reported at this stage. We are still speaking to the victim and clarifying a number of issues around what we've been told thus far.
Why haven't you been able to get these details from the victim so far?
Well, clearly she's been through a traumatic incident. We spoke to her at length yesterday and took an account from her. We've now got a number of other areas that we need to speak to her about in relation to what happened.
You put out a witness appeal on Thursday evening. Is that witness appeal where your biggest hopes of finding these men lie?
We've got a number of lines of inquiry, but I would urge anybody who is in the area of Bonehurst Road, that's the A23, by Vines BMW garage, to come forward if they saw anything suspicious, whatever it might be. Anything may help us to build the picture as to what's happened here.
Do you have any idea whether or not this was a completely random incident, or whether or not this girl may have known the people who did this?
As far as we're aware, she doesn't know who's done this. She doesn't know who's responsible. This is a unique incident in this area. It's very rare that we receive allegations of this nature. I'd like to reassure the public that this isn't something that happens every day.
Well, that was Aurelia Allen talking to Detective Inspector David Cooper. 12 minutes past 5 o'clock, drive time on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.